This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Susan Pye is our guest. She's a leading well-known immigration lawyer. She was getting into what's really happening, what Trump's doing versus what we're hearing. And you were talking about how do these immigration lawyers take hundreds of cases versus you saying you only take two. I mean, what makes you take one? I mean, I would imagine somebody fleeing Iran who's got proof they're a political dissident, somebody trying to get out of North Korea, obviously there seems to be a question, at least in my view, or somebody trying to get out of, who's a Christian in Sudan, whose parents were killed. I mean, aren't there a lot of real people need to get into America?
Yeah, so I have a case, and my client's given me permission to speak about it to the public, but, you know, she was tortured for 2 decades, and when I say tortured, I mean teeth were knocked out of her mouth, her eardrum was perforated, her bones were broken, she has scars all over her body, her hand was put in an open flame, and she was tortured by an actual Nazi member of her country's government. Okay, that's a real asylum claim. She has to grieve for her son, who she left behind, and she has to think of him as dead because she cannot turn him away from, you know, her abuser, who was her husband in her country, but who is ironically in charge of asylum cases in her country. Now, that's really different than some of my colleagues who, you know, we're lawyers, so all there is for us is the law and the fact. It's not like our political opinion. So whether or not we think somebody deserves, you know, a chance in a better country, I mean, I can say that of the vast majority of people, you know, who don't, are not fortunate enough to live in the United States. But that doesn't mean that I, as a lawyer, am allowed to file those cases just to get my client work authorization 6 months after we file, because I know that the case is going to go on for 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 years.
Well, I was about to say, though, and in a lot of cases, don't you even get government funding for the appeal?
I mean, all federal public defenders can sit on a panel and get compensated by
federal government. Sure, so these people take on all these cases, and they're sitting there doing it. And then if you expand on that, you start thinking about it.
I have a problem, like, with, you know, whether you're an extremist on the right or the left, I mean, it really doesn't matter. You know, you're an extremist. So, you know, there are extremists on the left who are very... I mean, they just don't recognize, just because you don't recognize America's borders doesn't mean that borders don't exist, okay? Borders exist, and I mean, we're
saying genders don't exist. I mean, I think the amazing Lucas is a man. I think the amazing Susan Pye is a woman. And it doesn't hurt anybody else out there that they identify as a potted plant. The fact is, mammals are males and females, and, you know, we have borders, and we're a country, and there's 6 billion people that want to come here, and, you know, it's like Ellis, they go, Ellis Island, take our poor, Ellis Island, put your ass in solitary confinement for 6 months. They thought you were sick, you know, to quarantine you. And so I remember talking to the Border Patrol, how they're bringing people in with diseases, you name it, and now these diseases that weren't even in the U.S., like leprosy, are back. It's incredible.
Well, you know, I know for a fact, because I've been following some of the real extremist elements of open borders movement for many, many years. And I know for a fact that they've come right out and said that we use bodies to push our political agenda. And when they say we use bodies, that means they're purposefully using women, children, you know, families. And I don't know that the people who are organizing things like the migrant caravan, I don't know that they are, if they're not misleading the people who are
A lot of useful idiots sign on because they want to go on virtue signal. You're absolutely right. All right, strongvisas.com. Susan Pye, thank you for coming on the broadcast, and we appreciate your perspective. All right, we're going to do one more segment with Paul Watson with the amazing Lucas and get his take on that. Now we got the war room coming up after that, but there is just so much that we've got to go over. But, man, the Supreme Court, I haven't even gotten into that properly. A slapdown of them is just epic because the law is crystal clear. And so all these other little sub-judges, they ignored it. But why did the Supreme Court actually follow the clear-cut law? We'll ask that question straight ahead, and we have JW coming up. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the amazing Lucas. We've got the elusive Watson. There he is, the waddle wart. Hey, Watson, you got a lot coming up this hour, a lot of craziness going on. But I was asking some folks in the government, you know, kind of high level the other day, what can I do? And they said, no, no, what do we do? And I was like, is that a pat on the head? And they said, no, your track record, everything you're doing, what do you think? And I said, well, they're getting ready for the Civil War. This is like last Wednesday. And they're getting ready to try to take down the whole country. And they're going to cause race riots, calling it Republican versus Democrats. They're going to ratchet up violence. And they're going to come out with all their fake Russiagate stuff and try the 25th Amendment. And I just don't think we can sit here and just beat them with prosperity and truth. At a certain point when people are saying they're going to overthrow the government, I don't know what we do. And so I did an analysis the first 30 minutes where I kind of put my best thinking cap on of what we should do, Watson, but you've got the UN and Reuters announcing that they're basically with the EU setting up an EU army to make people accept open borders. They're going to use the crisis of tens of millions of invaders. Macron says 200 million is what he wants the next decade, as you know, to take over and have the UN. So it's simple. They orchestrate the collapse of the third world, open up, incentivize people coming into the countries with welfare and everything else, bring them in mass, and then use them as a political detonator to control the populations. This is 21st century warfare. World War IV is here. The Cold War was World War III. That's where we are. And the president gets it, and Miller gets it, and you get it, and we all get it. But at the same time, now they're going into their full intimidation mode, doxing patriots, doxing federal agents. They're moving. And I'm not just going to sit here flat-footed. It doesn't mean I'm launching some operation, but we have been tasked with, because we are recognized in InfoWars as the zeitgeist, and so I will tell you that high-level folks want to know what everybody here thinks. So, Paul, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I get the same thing from over here in the UK, Alex. You'd be surprised. Some of the people who you think maybe used to be in the elite or have, you know, one toe in the elite, you know, dipped in the elite, they're totally on our side now. You got another example of that today. Conrad Black, this is a former steering committee member of the Bilderberg Group, doesn't get much more elitist than that. He's come out and said that Trump's basically engaged in a bloodless civil war against the establishment, against the deep state. You see the clip there? And that he's basically winning. This is someone who was in the upper echelons of the elite for decades and decades, and as you just said, you know, I talk to people in this country who are coming from the same direction, who are kind of, you know, tiptoeing on the globalist hierarchy 5, 10, 15 years ago, and now they're completely on board because we're winning. And that's why they're all freaking out and panicking, because they're still I mean, it's really getting boring, Alex, when I have to make the same videos about the same subjects because they've gone back to the original rhetoric. Like with De Niro a couple of weeks ago. He said the same thing, you know, F Trump, like that's going to achieve anything in front of a sycophantic audience.
So let me ask you this, and then I'm going to get out of here because Amazing Lucas is here, but this is the point we've gotten to. I'm not going to get into what's happening in the UK behind the scenes of the EU, but we have the same approach by top people, and they say, we're ready for you and Paul to lead operations. And these are famous people we're talking to, and we're like, well, wait, we are leading operations? And then it's the same thing. So I'm just saying we have to step into that and realize that all these beachheads we've got are just those. And just like we don't realize we're in the catbird seat, our listeners don't realize they are like captains or colonels in this fight. Everything we do now, people are listening. They get it. They know it. There's a sense of optimism. But there's a vacuum in leadership in that so many people don't want to then say what we need to do or what needs to happen or what needs to unfold. So, Paul, what do you think?
I think they're doing pretty well as it is. I mean, why do you think they're panicking? They weren't panicking before. They had this blue wave rhetoric that was going on for months. You know, Democrats 16 points ahead in the race for the House as recently as December. That's completely vanished. So as soon as that vanished, they started freaking out again. What's new about it, this is what I've noticed over the past few weeks, Alex, is targeting children, like literally calling to intimidate and target children. Not only did you have Peter Fonda, you know, calling for Barron Trump to be put in a cage and raped by pedophiles, and going out to protest Border Patrol agent schools at which their kids attend, you also had the Daily Beast outing Pamela Geller's daughter. She's got an Islamic terrorist fatwa against her family, completely exposed them, put them at risk of death. You have Tom Arnold. He's this D-rate celebrity, washed-up celebrity, claims he's got all these secret Trump tapes. He put out a tweet a few days ago. He said, next is protesting Barron's private school, as well as James and Lachlan Murdoch's kids. This is what I can do to end the abuse of these children. We're going to make you uncomfortable. So they're literally talking about going out and intimidating people's children. That's where it's reached a new level.
This is obviously the lowest of the low. So they're trying to launch a violent civil war. Many experts believe we're already in it and that they're going to try to totally overthrow Europe and here in the next year.
And, you know, going back to what I was just saying, this Sarah Huckabee Sanders story, people say, oh, this wasn't violent. This was just confronting her outside a restaurant, whatever. No, she went home. She went home with her husband. Her family went on to a different restaurant nearby.
They followed them.
Yeah, they harassed them too. They're not just harassing the Trump administration officials. They're targeting people's families. They're the lowest of the low. It's absolutely despicable. And that's not a vote-winning strategy. It's desperation. It's a sign that they're losing.
No, I agree with you. And that's why Schumer and people like want to have the cake and eat it too. They're like, oh, don't do that. Don't do it. And then Waters goes, I didn't do that. And no one's criticizing me. So I agree. But Mueller and Brennan and all them are still planning a violent coup. They've said they're planning it. They want a 25th Amendment as well. So I agree we're winning, Paul, but I'm telling you, that makes them go into cornered rat mode. And I'm telling you, they're going to make some major moves. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. Get some desperate. And when they see, you know, people are turning, they get... It's unknown what they're liable to do. And they're known for going for the lowest of the lowest tactics. And when it comes to the children, well, they see that. You ask anyone, well, if you could have stopped Hitler, would you have? And it's like, yeah, they would. So if they see you, the parent, as a Nazi, well, guess what? That's a little Hitler right next to them.
They've already dehumanized you and your whole family. So, Paul, all these countries in Europe, even socialist countries, they're going bankrupt. They're turning back the Soros stuff. I mean, it is falling apart. But how, again, what's their next move? Because we're tomorrow's news today. We can't. What does Trump need to do?
I don't know. I'm not in the business of making predictions. He needs to do what he's doing already. I mean, he's just had another major victory today. And we're winning. We're winning in Italy. We're winning the votes because people are seeing that they're completely unhinged. And that doesn't resonate with calm, reasonable, rational people. It's not a vote-winning strategy. They've got no candidate for 2020. They've got no platform apart from this social justice BS. which if you look at the polls, everybody's turned off to. They've got nothing, so they're just going to lash out. They're going to try to incite violence, incite stuff that we've already
seen. Why don't they run Maxine Waters? Maybe we draft her. Maybe we draft Maxine Waters.
The other thing, Alex, you were talking about Cernovich and Bill Maher wanting him, you know, him to put his head in an oven and commit suicide. Oh, but he doesn't support suicide. We had an article in October 2012 where he openly said that he wanted people to kill themselves to make way for room on the highway because the planet was overpopulated. He said, I'm consistently pro-death. He said, let's kill the right people. He said, I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving. So 6 years ago, he said he was for suicide. Again. And then he's saying he denies it today with Cernovich.
But well, then I think he ought to shove a gun in his mouth and blow his little ugly brains all over the wall. That he hates. I mean, seriously. I mean, you want us all to die? How about you die? The quote Emperor Palpatine. No, 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 you will die. Paul, can you do it better than me? Give me a Palpatine.
No, you will die.
Amazing, Lucas. You're awesome. You're coming up on the War Room. God bless you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens weapons with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. In the next segment, we're going to play a clip from Steven Crowder's YouTube channel. Basically, he went out to an event. He had one of these, change my mind events. One of the leftists there doxed them, tweeted out their location, and then encouraged other people to firebomb their van because they're so tolerant, peaceful, and loving. So then they found this woman at the same event, I think, or she had a booth at the same event that Crowder was at, confronted the mob that surrounded her to try and get one of them to disavow the violence. Not only did they fail to get them to disavow it, they basically huddled round them in a huge mob, tried to intimidate them, called them Nazis, of course, and completely justified it. Again, this is just the start of this violent rhetoric. You get these doxing incidents, you get that many people irate, incited, and it could end in bloodshed, as it already did with the James T. Hodgkinson shooting just over a year ago, of course. A minor miracle that nobody died, an attempted massacre of Republicans by a far-left extremist, radicalized by mainstream media propaganda. Talking of mainstream media propaganda, there was a New York Times piece today that trended on Twitter this morning entitled, "We have a crisis of democracy, not manners." Well, no, you have a crisis of butthurt because you still refuse to accept the results of democratic election, and you're getting more desperate because you see that Trump's likely to win in 2020. The Republicans now have a great chance of holding on to the House in 2018. You've blown your 16-point lead, the blue wave has turned into a drizzle, and now you're freaking out about it. So they had this article, New York Times trending article, and down below, right near the bottom of it, it said this, quote, she's trying to justify the whole Maxine Waters thing, basically agreeing that people should be confronted in an intimidating way. She said this, the writer, I know of no left-wing publication that has run quasi-pornographic fantasies about murdering political enemies. Really? Really? There was literally one just yesterday, and we wrote about it up on Infowars.com. Headline, left-wing writer suggests anti-Trump protesters should carry out domestic terror attacks. Now, they got a picture of this guy. He looked like he was completely out to lunch. He was wearing a Batman mask. Looked like some kind of ginger ISIS jihadist. But of course, I'm sure he's tolerant and peaceful and loving. A far-left columnist. Now, this was a website called Splinter News, owned by Univision, a division of Gizmodo Media Group. So they bought out Gizmodo Media Group. This Splinter News was one of those websites formerly owned by Gizmodo. It's now owned by Univision Communications. So it's a massive corporation owning this fairly sizable left-wing media website. And in an article entitled, "This is Just the Beginning," the writer Hamilton Nolan writes, this is all going to get more extreme, and it should. Let me say that again. This is what he wrote. This is all going to get more extreme, and it should. That's an open call for extremism. He went on to say that Trump administration officials should not be able to, quote, live their lives in peace. And what did he mean by that? Well, he went on to say, read an effing history book, read a recent history book. The U.S. had thousands of domestic bombings per year in the early 1970s. Of course, he's talking about the Weathermen Underground domestic terror attacks carried out by far-left terrorist organizations, including Black Panther organizations as well. So he's talking about making the lives of Trump administration officials uncomfortable. He's saying that things are going to get more extreme than they should. And then he talks about domestic bombings in the United States. Gee, I wonder what the connection is there. Can we put two and two together? He went on to say this, quote, "The day will come, sooner than you all think, when Trump administration officials will look back fondly on the time when all they had to worry about was getting hollered at a Mexican restaurant." He went on to say, "When you aggressively F with people's lives, you should not be surprised when they decide to F with yours." So he's clearly putting it in the context of justifying, encouraging, some would say even inciting, domestic terror attacks against either Trump supporters or Trump administration officials. He justified it by claiming that Trump administration was implementing fascism. Again, going back to this idea of delegitimizing, dehumanizing people for attack, for violent assault, by calling them Nazis. He went on to say, "The people who are responsible for what is happening are not going to get out of this with their happy, wealthy, respectable lives unscathed. And the ones who make the laws are not going to like what happens when America starts to regard them as the criminals." Openly inciting potential attacks against Trump administration officials or Trump supporters. The context of that article cannot be taken any other way. And he hasn't come out, as far as I looked on his Twitter an hour ago, and disavowed it or walked it back or said he's not calling for violence. The article stands. It's up on a major left-wing website owned by Univision. So when the New York Times says, "Oh, there's no left-wing publication that's ever endorsed violence against political enemies," literally it happened last night, yesterday. And there are numerous other examples of it. But the article's still up there. And this is the tone. This is the rhetoric. These are the times that we're living in. Absolute insanity. We have a professor, University of Tennessee law professor, Glenn Hall and Reynolds, who wrote an article in the USA Today saying what Alex Jones said on Sunday, that we're already in a civil war, albeit low level. But he said in an op-ed for USA Today that America is headed towards a civil war. He asked the question in the headline, and then he says it's already begun. Those are his words. Quote, "Hollywood has basically turned its products and its award shows into showcases for the resistance. Americans are already sorting themselves into communities that are predominantly red or blue." So he said that the Sarah Huckabee Sanders incident, which again, you've probably seen this by now, she wasn't just harassed in the restaurant. After she was harassed initially, she left with her husband. They went home. Then her family went to a different restaurant and they were harassed too. So they're directly targeting people's families, even if the target of their anger is no longer present. Which goes back to what Peter Fonda said. Oh, by the way, Peter Fonda, what is it now, nearly a week since he said this on Twitter, advocating hacking a government database, a crime, advocating targeting and intimidating the children of Border Patrol agents at their schools, advocating putting Barron Trump in a cage and making him get raped by pedophiles. Do you think any of those violate Twitter's terms of service? Yes, all three do, clearly. Is he banned on Twitter? No. He wasn't even suspended for 24 hours. He deleted the tweets he was back on. You know, Milo got banned for making fun of a Ghostbusters movie. Lifetime ban. Oh, well, if you want to put a kid in a cage to be raped by pedophiles, intimidate people's children, hack a government database, no problem. You don't even get a 24-hour ban. But again, going back to this article, this professor says that the civil war's already begun because he said that civil society is being eroded. The polarization could partly be blamed on the disintegration of churches, organizations, and neighborhoods, which previously helped people build social ties that transcended politics. So again, he's talking about the atomization of society, the fact that nobody talks to their neighbors anymore, the fact that fewer and fewer people participate in civil society or go to church, so they don't meet people, they don't have conversations, even if they disagree politically, to kind of resonate and bond as human beings, as Americans who all live in the same country and should want the best for everyone. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, fourth hour. We'll be back, Infowars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to get to that Stephen Crowder clip here in a couple of minutes, where basically they confront one of the would-be leftist jihadists, and it ends up in a complete farce. We're going to go to that here in a couple of minutes. First, I want to tell you about the great specials available at InfoWarsStore.com, which include all Super Blue fluoride-free products at 50% off. That is massive. You're going to get these products anyway. Everybody buys toothpaste, surely. And we at the InfoWars team want you to try a powerful line of Super Blue fluoride-free products. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the oral spray, and even a complete option that comes with all the products and free shipping
There's no better time to try it. 50% off, 50, half off the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, which is the classic fan favorite. Experience Nano Silver and Iodine at 50% off. And if you want something a bit sweeter, we've got a Super Blue bubble gum flavor, and it's the perfect pick. Also 50% off, featuring natural oils and ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Super Blue mouthwash will help supercharge your oral health for minty fresh breath and round out your daily routine. So we've got all that. We've also got the Silver Immune Gargle, and we've got the complete combo, so you can get all those products fluoride free, free shipping, 50% off. We've stocked up on this fan favorite, but it's not going to stick around for long at those prices again. You're going to buy toothpaste anyway. You're going to buy mouthwash anyway. So why not get them from us fluoride free at a massive 50% discount? Free shipping available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There you see some of the excellent 5-star reviews, 4.5 stars out of 5 on the bubble gum toothpaste. Absolutely huge. People are pleased with the product. They're getting it. They're stocking up right now. And for good reason, it's 50% off. There's the Immune Gargle 2. 5-star reviews again, half off. Free shipping available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network today. We need it more than ever. Let's go to this Stephen Crowder clip now. He had one of his events, which is, you know, the famous Change My Mind events, when he was doxxed and basically threatened by a leftist who encouraged people to go and firebomb his van with him in it. And then they found this woman, this tolerant leftist, at another event later on down the line, and they confronted her. Let's see what happened. Here it is.
So we were at the Texas State Democrat Convention taping a 4th of July theme to Change My Mind to be released on July 2nd when we noticed a familiar face. It's Firebomb Lady! That's the girl who posted our location in Austin precisely and called for people to firebomb our car and then doubled down with a second post for additional domestic terrorism context. So I decided to confront her.
Hey, kid.
How are you today? Quick question for you. Why would you encourage people to firebomb my van? Why would you do that? Do you think that's appropriate to encourage people to firebomb my van and hurt my crew when we're just expressing a difference of opinion?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Why would you threaten to firebomb my van or encourage other people to do it? At first, she just denied. Good thing we brought a Bristol board. As a matter of fact, we have your pictures right here of your tweets, of you posting our location, right? Hold that for me there. Not KJ. So, is that the way you deal with civil disagreements?
This is really good.
I've heard a lot of people talk about calls to civility with President Trump and conservatives, but what about this? What about firebombing someone? Committing acts of violence? I would never encourage acts of violence against you. I don't want anyone to ever hurt you. Nothing, huh? This is the tolerant left?
This is really good.
No, my feelings aren't hurt. I just don't want to be firebombed. Really, it doesn't really have a place in today's political discussion, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Why the eye roll? You think it does have a play a role? As long as it's the right target? Really? No opinion on this at all. What if a conservative, what if Donald Trump were to encourage anyone to firebomb somebody else?
Well, when they go to war, that's what they're doing.
We were not in war. We were just having a discussion, as we just did with three or four Democrats. At a van?
Literally said we need to kill innocent families. So.
Did he say that?
Yeah,
when did he say that? But I didn't say that. But I've never said that.
What if a conservative,
though?
What if Trump said this?
Do you condemn that?
No, I think it's great.
You think it's great? So you're cool with firebombing people who've never committed an act of violence?
Drone strikes on children.
Well, this is just silly called out right
now. So this doesn't bother you?
It doesn't.
You're okay
matter.
With encouraging this violence against people?
This is
I just want to make sure.
This is right.
What?
Healthcare is a human right.
You are all animals.
Healthcare is a human right.
You do realize we're filming. That's fine. Go ahead and film. You have the right to not have a problem with that. But why don't you answer the question?
Healthcare is a human right.
Yeah, what about?
A van is not a life.
What about the people in the van, though?
A man is not a life.
Healthcare is a human right.
No one's going to speak out against this.
Healthcare is a human right.
No one's going to speak out against
this. Healthcare is a human right. Healthcare is a human right. Healthcare is a human right. Healthcare is a human right.
So violence
is a human right. Healthcare is a human right.
Come on, man. Let's not get violent. Let's not get violent.
Human right.
I can do this.
Healthcare is a human right.
I can do it all day.
Disrespecting my flag by wearing it on your body.
Really? What bothers me is encouraging acts of violence and acting like an animal. You're the one who started the chant. You started the chant.
Revolution.
Yes.
The solution.
More revolution.
What's the solution? Not animals. I'm just looking for one condemnation. Anyone to have an opinion on encouraging acts of violence. I discourage them across the board.
Acts of violence against her by posting her face everywhere and trying to get people to hurt her.
I've never done that.
What? You're posting
this is her asking people to bomb my van.
No, she didn't.
You put it on Twitter? Bomb van. Take care of it.
This was clearly an exercise in futility, so they brought out the heavy artillery.
Stand up, fight back! Good, good. You're a very violent, angry little fella.
Stand up, fight back!
Thank you. I see you're strong with the mob, but you should be ashamed of yourself.
Stand up, fight back!
You missed the cue.
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
You're on beat. They're all false. Of course not.
Do you believe that all people, regardless of their race, should have equal opportunities in this country?
Absolutely. That's what I'll say. Just an apology would be nice.
Stand up like that.
You are a coward, though.
I'm a woman, a coward.
You're a coward, too.
Oh, my, thank you.
Yeah, you're a coward. I have no problem saying you're all cowards. Right. You're a coward.
We can see how big of a man you are.
Want to go to the restroom?
No, come on, man.
Let's stop being cowards. And then, of course, they called the brutal, fascist, racist police, who agreed with us that they were dicks.
Well, look, see, this lady encouraged acts of violence against me, and so I just was asking her why, and she's shutting me down. Look, that seems pretty reprehensible, right? To post my location and our van and a bomb saying take care of it, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. See that? Anyone who's not with you thinks that's bad.
Hey, officer, I'm just confronting a lady who encouraged firebombing against my car and asked her why she
didn't.
Don't
worry about it.
But they had to ask us to leave anyway, which we did. Unfortunately, there's still seem to be some miscommunications.
Nazi go home!
It seems they're less offended by the Nazism than by the fact that we had a better booth than them. Pumpkin just forgot to check the floor plan.
Oh, well, as you can see on this channel, my first choice is civil discourse, but when you call people to acts of violence, know this, I will find you, I will confront you, and I will shame you. America first.
So there you have it, Steven Crowder confronting somebody who threatened to firebomb, or at least encourage others to firebomb his van. And again, the whole narrative in the leftist media today is, the Tea Party stood up and confronted Democrats during the Obama era. Yes, and they did, and it was very confrontational, it was aggressive. But if you want to talk about legitimizing violence, you want to talk about a situation where, you know, the New York Times is openly siding with this. We had the whole punch a Nazi narrative for the past year plus. Who's a Nazi? Anyone who disagrees with you. See how the slippery slope goes here. We've got people openly now calling Trump a Nazi. You know, shock horror, get a new insult. Again, the lack of originality is tiresome to say the least. But again, if you dehumanize somebody, if you dehumanize tens of millions of American voters as Nazis, and then encourage incite violence against them, as left-wing websites are now doing, owned by giant corporations, that legitimizes it. That's different from a few toothless hicks spewing death threats against Obama on Twitter, you know, back in 2010. Little bit different when it's being codified and legitimized by the mainstream media, when this hysteria is being whipped up every single day by people on television with huge audiences still. That's the difference. They've legitimized it. They've moved the Overton window so far left, they've become so hysterical that it's now directly leading to attacks on Trump supporters, as it has for the past year, and events like James T. Hodgkinson attempting to massacre people. This is the Alex Jones Show, live at InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the final segment of the fourth hour. War Room is coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to go to this Conrad Black video here in a second. Headline up on InfoWars, Conrad Black: Trump is winning a bloodless civil war against the establishment. But first I want to read just a small passage from John Nolte's article out of Breitbart today. Again, talking about why we're seeing this heightened hysterical rhetoric from the left. Because again, as I pointed out, every time a leftist promotes extremism and violence, as Splinter News did yesterday, and then the New York Times lied about it and said, no left-wing website's ever doing this. Literally, they did it on the same day. Again, when they do this, it puts another reasonable-minded person off voting for Democrats. This is not a vote-winning strategy to act crazy, to throw your toys out of the pram every time something doesn't go your way. Get an actual platform like Trump got. That's how he won the election. Again, this whole crisis of democracy mantra. The only crisis is within you and within your mindset and your narrative, because again, your harmful, intolerant ideology is being rejected by everybody. This is what John Knowlton said about it. That's the article out of Splinter News yesterday, where literally they talk about Trump administration officials should be glad that they're only getting hollered outside restaurants, and basically saying that it needs to get more extreme. Then he goes on to talk about domestic bombings. Gee, what kind of connection is he making there? But again, this is what John Nolte said about the situation in his article today. He said, what the left and the media are doing is testing us, testing how far they can go, how much we will take, how ugly they can get. They're also hoping to normalize this violent behavior in the eyes of the public. They want us to get as used to it, to see it as the status quo. So they're trying to normalize this. Again, if they can normalize it that calling for violence is a legitimate form of political discourse, what's the next stage? Gee, I wonder. He goes on to say the left cannot win at the ballot box. Their media no longer have the power to persuade. Their elected officials are completely out of ideas, other than socialism. So now they turn to violence. And again, that's exactly it. You talk about violent rhetoric during the Obama era. I mean, it was there in the background, but it was nowhere near the levels we see now. And it certainly wasn't being legitimized by centrists, by the mainstream media on the right, if you want to talk about Fox News or whoever, like it is being legitimized by the big media, by the hysterical media on the left right now. But Conrad Black came out today in an interview, and I talked about this with Alex earlier. This is a guy who was a former Bilderberg steering committee member. Again, he was part of the elite. At least he had one foot in the elite. Conrad Black, former newspaper magnate, he owned a bunch of papers around the world. Big former globalist, now apparently changed course. He said that Donald Trump has launched a bloodless civil war against the establishment and basically makes the point that he's winning, is the clip.
What was needed was a bloodless civil war to clean up the Washington sleaze factory. The entire government of the United States had become a shambles. Let me remind you, in the previous 20 years, you had the greatest economic crisis since the 1930s, brought on by bad American policy, both parties, both branches of government. You had virtually the entire conventional land forces capability of the United States militarily mired in the Middle East for 15 years in order chiefly to hand over the main influence over Iraq to Iran, which is the last thing they wanted. He produced this humanitarian crisis where millions of desperate people were scrambling for their lives and turning up on the shores of Italy and into Central Europe and so forth, all caused by utter incompetence in American policymaking. You had the decline of GDP per capita growth in the United States from 4.5% under Reagan, 3.9% under Clinton, 2% under George W. Bush, 1% under Obama. The country was a pressure cooker. Poverty went up, violence rose, discontent rose, but our great national media in the United States didn't notice it, and Trump said it is all rotten. We've got to clean it all up. Wall Street, Hollywood, the national media, the lobbyists, campaign financing, all factions of both parties, they're all useless. We've got to get rid of them. And he's doing it. And it's a war.
It's a war, and it's a war that he's winning right now. And that's why you see the desperation, the flailing hysteria from the left and this alarming uptick in violent rhetoric. That's Conrad Black, a former Bilderberg member, former Bilderberg steering committee member, laying it down the line and actually coming over to the light side and pointing out that Trump is at war with the deep state, with the establishment, and that he's winning. And so the resistance, as they call it, which is now openly inciting harassment, intimidation, and violent attacks, they're on the side of the deep state. They're on the side of the establishment. Trump represents the opposing force to that. That's a narrative we've known to be true all along. That's what they've tried to hide. Now, Conrad Black pointing out the truth. Again, I talked about it with Alex. A lot of the people who were, you know, globalists, to some extent 10 years ago, have now come across to the right side because people have chosen their side and many have chosen wisely. Let's move on to some global news now with the migrant crisis. This is out of RT. Headline, helicopters, 100, hundreds of Austrian soldiers and police officers take part in migrant deterring drills. Hundreds of Austrian soldiers and police were involved in a border protection exercise that simulated containing migrants amid fears that neighbouring Germany might begin to turn away new arrivals trying to cross their frontier. So again, we've seen this massive uptick in the migrant crisis. Italy's turning away the boats. They're now going to Spain. They're now going to France, or at least trying to get there after they've docked in Spain. But now Austria have deployed 600 police, 400 soldiers and two Black Hawk helicopters in an exercise which simulated arrival of hundreds of migrants on the country's border with Slovenia, local media reported. A state that in the worst case cannot protect its borders loses its credibility, Interior Minister Herbert Kickl of the far right, it says, Freedom Party told reporters. So again, they're expecting a new wave of migrants. Austria's made this pact with other Central European countries to defend their borders. The German interior minister is also on board with that idea. Angela Merkel isn't. There's an internal civil war basically within the German coalition government right now, which could lead to the end of Angela Merkel's political legacy. And Austria is ready. They're preparing for it. They're preparing for an invasion. We saw the Croatian border video a couple of days ago where they were chanting Allah Akbar, trying to break down the border to get in there. So as soon as one route gets shut off, another opens, because we still have these turncoat governments that are betraying their people. There you see the border situation in Croatia where they tried to break through while chanting Allah Akbar. But some countries are finally enforcing proper border security, given the huge problems that this has caused in virtually every European country that's accepted migrants over the past few years. Because we had the Aquarius boat dock in Spain last week. Soon as the migrants were sent to their holding locations in a town called Alicante, the local population of students who had paid for their accommodation were told they had 12 hours to get the hell out of there. Get out, you're being replaced by these migrants, and that's that. We saw that in other countries. We saw the video out of Italy with the old bed and breakfast owner literally being almost turfed out of his own home, ordered by police to allow migrants to stay there against his will, literally requisitioning his property to place migrants in there. And what results do we see from that legacy over the past 3 years? Well, here's another headline. 40-year-old migrant arrested for murdering his 16-year-old teen bride in Sweden. This was an Afghan migrant who was arrested in Iran. Again, he escaped. We saw that in Germany with the headline you just flashed up before about the 14-year-old girl being strangled, raped and murdered in Germany. He was an Iraqi migrant who escaped. They managed to get him back and charge him. Now, an Afghan migrant has been arrested in Iran for murdering his teen bride in Sweden. There was an international arrest warrant against the man. He was taken back to Sweden and will face trial for the murder committed in 2016. The 40-year-old man should have been married to the 16-year-old girl, Swedish media say. In March 2016, the teen was murdered and her husband has been wanted since June that year. They found her remains buried in a wood. So yet another murder of a young teenage girl blamed on migrants in a major European country. Because we had the whole narrative last week about, oh, Trump's lying when he says that crime's risen in Germany. Well, if you'd have put the word violent, or if you'd have put the word migrant behind the word crime in that tweet, you would have been completely right. Because as Reuters admitted, as numerous other big publications admitted, BBC admitted, as you see there, the rise in violent crime, the rise in political crime in Germany as well, talking about attacks on Jewish people mainly, can largely, in some cases, 90% of it be attributed to migrants. That's why when Trump talks about Europe having huge problems as a result of open borders, he's exactly right. Meanwhile, in Italy, Italian Eurosceptic Coalition polling at nearly 60%. Italy's new Eurosceptic Anti-Mass Migration Coalition continues to enjoy large support. Now they've got up to 60% of the vote. This is the new coalition government. Liga alone were at 17% back in March. Now they're at 29%. They've almost doubled their support, specifically as a result of Salvini enforcing proper border security, turning away these boats and making Italy great again. And that's what Donald Trump wants to follow with his legacy when it comes to the border. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Coming up, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.